The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Zach, we just keep that playing, man. And rather than me bump my gums, let's hear a little Ray Charles just entertain us here in the upstate. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber come in to your business if you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman. They want to work with you. You know, they do a great job of educating you guys on materials and products and new products and new companies. And they do a great job of giving you a great selection on that kind of stuff. They have their own door plant, their own wall plant, their own truss plant. They pass those savings on to you because they eliminate the middleman there. When they don't have their own products, they pick out the very best ones. They get the best ones, get you some great materials. And I can tell you that every single delivery in full, on time, every single time is my great friends over at Harbin Lumber. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. It is Friday, it's 8:05, and it's time for our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. And my very good friend, second nicest man in America, Mr. John Stillwell, joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Stillwell. How you doing, sir?
Mickey, how you guys doing today?
We're blessed. The home's boarded up, the windows are boarded up, and we're going to get ready for good old 25-mile-an-hour winds, about 4 inches of rain here. So I think we're going to make it through it all.
I hope you got about two weeks of canned goods put away, all that good stuff.
We've got it. Hey, if not, and if I'm looking for a place to eat, I understand, man, today is the big day, right?
Today is the great Jinx Inc. Realty Cook-Off, Binky. So if any of our Clemson fans came up today early because of the change in game time and are looking for a place to have a little lunch and try some good food, Jinx Inc. Realty is a place to do it today in Greenville.
Okay. Tell us how this thing came about, and then we're going to remind fans and listeners at the end of this segment where and what time and all this kind of stuff. But give me the background on this thing. How did this thing start?
Well, Mickey, I grew up in Darlington, South Carolina, which is in the heart of the PD near Florence, for anybody that doesn't know. And growing up, when your church or your school or some other charitable group, if you wanted to have a fundraiser, you had a chicken bog. And so you'd call up a man named Harvey Drawdy, and he'd bring his huge cast iron pot and spend all day cooking chicken bog, and you sold it for $10 a plate with some pickles and a slice of white bread. So in the course of our work week at the office one week, I was talking about that, and one of our newest agents, Elizabeth Johnson, her family is from the Williamsburg County area down near King Street and Salters. And apparently down there, they refer to a similar dish as Perlo, and it's spelled P-I-L-A-U or some such nonsense. I mean, we're in South Carolina, Mickey. We're in the United States of America, so I don't know why we have to call a dish with some obscure French term, but that's what they do. So we decided that the only way to settle the official rice dish of South Carolina was to have a cook-off, and so that's what we're doing. And so it's going to be my chicken bog versus Elizabeth's Perlo. You'll have a chance to vote. And the winning dish Jinx Inc. Realty is going to donate $250 to the charity of their choice. I've chosen to support Miracle Hill Ministries, who provide services to homeless and orphaned families. And Elizabeth has chosen to support Habitat for Humanity. So You'll have a chance to come by, try some delicious food, put your vote in. There'll be the opportunity to donate if you choose to just straight out donate to one of those charities. We'll have a way for you to do that, and just visit with us and have a good Friday leading into Clemson football Saturday, and then hunker down on Sunday while it rains.
All right. I got to ask you, and we're going to get the location and the time. I'm going to tell folks about that coming up here in a second. I got to ask you, is the preparations all complete? Is the product, the end product, are you all done with yours?
A proper chicken box should not be complete until right before you're ready to eat it. So that's
okay.
So I have done prep work. I was working on that last night, late to the evening hours, Mickey. My secret weapon, my secret ingredient is prepped and ready to go. Elizabeth, bless her heart, she's a millennial. She thinks that Perlo is the best dish around, and just doesn't understand what's coming. So, Jinx really shouldn't have put her in this position in the first place, Nick, to be honest.
I know. It's not fair. It's just not fair to her to put her in
anything. I'm the nicest man in America, but, you'll forgive me if I have a moment where I'm not as humble as I should be, Mickey.
Well, also second most competitive man now through that stuff, too. I've had your chicken bok, and I got to tell you, man, maybe a little sweet relish in there or something. It's good. It's very, very good, and she's got her hands full with you. I can tell you that. We're looking forward to that now.
I'm up against the unknown here, so maybe she comes out with something that blows my doors off. But, I'm not going to give up the starting position, Mickey. She's going to have to take it from me.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Where and what time, John? And by the way, no cost. Like, people can come try this for free, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At no cost at all. We'll have plenty of food. You just got to come by and say hello and have some food, try it out. And you can do so. It'll start at 12 noon. We're located at 959 Malden Road in Greenville, about up a half mile from where the old Greenville Braves Stadium was, where the Little League Complex is now. And come by between 12 and 1 at 959 Malden Road, and we'd love to see you and shake your hand and enjoy some good food and conversation.
For two great causes, I believe in both those causes. You guys picked two outstanding charities. That's really cool. Again, today, noon to 1, 959 Malden Road. You can put it under Jinx Inc. Realty. You can call, go to the website and call and all that kind of stuff. Hey, we're going to sell a bunch of real estate coming up next week, but I want to encourage folks, a free meal. And I got to tell you, John, it's going to be great food. It's going to be great because I've had it before. So come out and support those folks. Now, can I get a little update? Can you send me a little text later today and let me know how it turned out?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll let you know who the big winner was and who's gonna spend a little time with their tail tucked between their legs.
I love it, man. I love it. Good luck with everything. JRLand.com, 959 Malden Road today. Jinx Inc. Realty, 12 to 1. Free, awesome food. Go judge it and go get some charities. That's right. I'm glad you guys came up with this. Really cool idea.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing everybody.
Thank you, John. Good luck.
All right, bye-bye.
That's John Stillwell, Jinx Inc. Realty. I got to ask you, Mr. Or24, two questions, because I hadn't talked to you in three segments now because of our guest. First, are you okay? I'm worried about you, buddy. You okay over there?
Yeah, we're fine over here.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad of that. Secondly, have you had chicken bog or Perlo?
No, as we talked about last week, I have not had either of those.
So, I've had chicken bog. I'm not sure if I had Perlo before. And it's not because I'm not sure how to spell it or say it, but should be a good time over there. So goodbye and see those folks. Hey, what did you learn? Josh Williams slung a bunch of numbers at us. You learn anything from Josh? You learn anything from Scott Reimer from his trip out there, or what is expected tomorrow? By being engaged in the show over there, buddy, you learn anything today?
Have I learned anything today?
Yeah.
I mean, I learned a little bit. I learned, first of all, I learned that I need to try the difference between Perlo, is that right? Perlo?
Perlo, yeah.
Perlo and chicken bog.
Right.
When we go back to Reimer's call, I learned about his trip out to A&M, which sounded great. I keep hearing about everybody's trip to A&M, and it's disappointing. And I don't like to hear about it because I was jealous of it and I wanted to be out there. I didn't know that they buried the first lady right out there outside the museum. That's kind of interesting and seeing her gravesite there. From Josh, that was almost an hour ago now, so I'll have to think about that in a second. but yeah, it's been a lovely three segments.
Yeah, no doubt. I've been to the George Herbert Walker Bush Presidential Library. It's amazing. It's awesome. That's the only presidential library I've ever been to that I know of. And certainly, with Barbara Bush being buried there now, there's a another attraction, another great thing about College Station. Let me give you an update. Again, just for folks that are making their way in, Clemson is going to their meeting right now. They're going to come up with a final decision before noon today. My anticipation is that everything's going to be fine. In case you're wondering, let me give you just a weather update and the latest. The hurricanes obviously landfall right now in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. That's in the Wilmington area. I've been to Wrightsville Beach before, and so it's hitting there now. We anticipate here, as I give them the hourly updates, good weather here in Clemson tomorrow for those that will be coming to the game and actually getting out of here. Now, they're asking you tomorrow, one of the differences tomorrow is they're asking you to, not hang around too long. It's almost like Boston College. 2 hours of tailgating, and you can understand, hey, you probably want to get back home anyway, but they want to clean up the lots before the rains and get these people in and out and make sure that we don't have any kind of damage to the parking lots. I think that's very, very fair for doing this. Weather today here on your travels, if those coming into town today, you're going to see high around 92. No chance of rain. Actually, 5% chance of rain is the highest today, and winds up to 10 to 11 miles an hour is what you'll see today. Tomorrow, starting tailgate time around 8 o'clock in the morning, between 8 and noon before the game kicks off, mid-70s to high 70s tomorrow. The winds will get up tomorrow until, in the tailgating time, 11 miles an hour up to about 16 miles an hour. They're asking you tomorrow to not have any loose tents, have any loose, flags and things like that flying. You know, have a little common sense there. As far as the game tomorrow is concerned, Zach, we'll be over by 3:30 tomorrow. Is that what we're saying? So between 12 and 4 tomorrow, temperature is going to be 83 to 84 degrees. Only about a 15% chance of rain. So 85% chance it's not going to rain during the game tomorrow. And the winds will be between 14 to 17 miles an hour is what we're projecting now on the weatherchannel.com and their apps. On your way home tomorrow from the game, you're talking about temperatures in the low 80s. Depending on how long your ride is, it's about the high 70s. And the winds, again, subsiding a little bit, 14, 15, 16 miles an hour. The first time we see 20-mile-an-hour winds will be about 11 o'clock tomorrow night here. The first time we see above 50% for rain chances is at midnight tomorrow night. You get about a 65% chance there. Now, afterwards, it's going to rain Sunday, and we're going to get significant rain Sunday. But as far as those traveling, and I think most Clemson fans are coming, Charlotte, Atlanta, Greenville, Anderson, Greenwood, Columbia, even Charleston. I think most of these people are going to be back home. If you're going back into the storm, back to Columbia maybe, or back to Charlotte maybe, you might not be totally out of the weather, at 8 o'clock tomorrow night or 9 o'clock tomorrow night maybe. But in this local area, I think just using the common sense and looking at it, I think we're talking about, 20-mile-an-hour winds and no rain until about midnight tomorrow night. So, Zach, that's got to ease your concern a little bit about game day here. Now, what's behind that? And we still don't know everything about that, obviously, with the hurricane and the unpredictable part of that.
Sure.
And we're still going to be a very wet couple of days. But as far as the game day operations here, getting in and out here, tailgating here, I think it's got to ease some people's concerns about that.
Yeah, there is a bit of a false narrative out there that they don't want to get stuck in the rain and the storm while they're in Clemson at the game. That's just not going to be the case. It's not forecasted that way. It's not going to happen that way. You'll be able to get in and out of here in a relatively dry situation. I don't see it raining at all. The game would be moved if it was moved for completely different reasons. It wouldn't be entirely Clemson weather related.
Right, right. Now, with that said, Georgia has moved their game to noon. When we come back after break, Zach, I want to get you a biggie games of the week. And then we'll mention these times that have moved, because there's a lot of them out there that has been the case. Also, maybe a few more lines out there as well. I just want to remind you that they're asking you tomorrow to allow for extra time, travel time. With a noon game, as always, everybody compressing in to a noon time. So that's a little bit, obviously a little more of an issue traffic-wise there. So come earlier tomorrow. If we do have to have some of our some of our personnel not here as a result of the storm. It would be similar, I would guess, to the Notre Dame game where we did not have our highway patrol here.
That was it's a weird disaster.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that Clemson fans understood. I mean, obviously, some people are going to be impatient no matter what, but I think they understood what we're up against. We do a really good job of traffic around here, as good as you can. And with this deal, you know what? Just be patient. And I think most people are. I think Scott said it right. Americans are patient, and they understand what we're up against. I don't have a problem with this. They want you to leave 2 hours after the game to clean up that tailgate spot as much as possible, too. So I think that's
I'll leave when I'm good and ready. How about that?
No, you're not even going. No, you're not going.
When I am good and ready.
And then final point here, a couple of quick final points. Again, the $2 bottle waters are in place tomorrow, $3 22-ounce soft drinks trying to get you hydrated. It's going to be warm, but it's going to be nice and windy. It'll be cooler because of the wind. That's good.
Drink the water, folks, not the soda.
Now you can go to they're gonna metal detectors again getting into the game, so get there early as far as that goes. And finally tomorrow and even today they're doing this obviously, but Clemson Athletics Nip Tape, they're working with the Red Cross to support relief efforts affected by Hurricane Florence, and you can contribute. You can go to redcross.org or you can go to 1-800-RED-CROSS or you can text the word Florence to 90999 for a $10 donation, 90999 for a $10 donation there. So all that, you know, good people making, you know, good donations, which happens all the time around here, and that's another great example of that. Mr. Orr 24, when we come back, I want to know about your biggie games of the week. You know, we got a little earlier now. You're going to be home a little earlier, so you get to watch more games tomorrow. I want to hear what you think about some of those games. Carolina Flooring Specialist, Jersey Jack just sent me a picture of his garage floor, and I gotta tell you, man, it looks awesome. This is a really, really cool deal. These guys this floor is amazing. You are going to love it. You're going to, if you get like Jersey Jack's did, I know he's very, very satisfied. He thinks it's great. By the way, he's got him a nice garage too, by the way, but that's great. But get a high performance epoxy based flooring. Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim Worley today. Manuel's on his job. Manuel did a great job with his crew out at Jack's house. Yours can look just as good as well. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158, or CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com.
I got you on that one. I jumped the gun right there.
You did.
Hey, as my brother reminded me just now on the personal text line, I have Hatchet and Bach. He made it for me. So I'm a bit of an expert on it, and I didn't even know it. So it's just one of the many things that I can.
Here's the thing I'm telling you. Apparently, it didn't make a big impression on you.
And it did, but it's been a couple of years since he made it because you know it just is what it is.
My buddy Caleb, man, I always get in that southern way of life for a little NASCAR in there, you know, a little Goob Shack in there, man. I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. Yep. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Biggie games of the week, phone calls, texts, tweets. When you come back for more of this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for.
It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar-Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar-Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Are you thinking of selling your business, but you're not sure what to do? With a strong economy, now may be the perfect time to sell. Get a free, no-obligation business marketing assessment from Mark Griffin at Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. Sperry is the trusted global company, and Mark Griffin is the trusted local broker who maximizes his resources to ensure the best offer for your business. Call Mark today for that free business assessment at 315-3734. 315-3734.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
We have the trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley's pre-owned department is stocked full of trucks of every make. Visit HendrickHondaSC.com and click on trucks. Hendrick Honda Easley has dedicated ASC-certified mechanics that inspect every vehicle and repair or replace anything that fails our inspection. Hendrick Honda Easley shows you our repair order as well as the Carfax. Every pre-owned vehicle we sell comes with a warranty. Escape the everyday and experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up, Cole!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked in for the main.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. From Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Come by and get your day started off right. Man, I got to tell you, this this drive-thru has been rocking and rolling all day long. They are making a bunch of people in the upstate happy. So come by and start your day. Start your day right. I want to tell you now about our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to you by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. This is a great company that our thoughts and prayers are with them. I think that Hilton Head's going to make it unscathed. I think you're going to have a slight bit of wind, a slight bit of some water there, a little bit, but I think Hilton Head's going to come out great, and that's going to remind you to stop by and see them. You know, Clemson and South Carolina are both on the road next week, so why not go by Palmetto Dunes? Why not enjoy a nice weekend of golf, maybe a long weekend of golf down there, of tennis or pickleball or the beaches, and man, we're still, I think September, late September and October are the best months of the year with really a nice, unique setting down in Hilton Head. If you hadn't been to Hilton Head before, I want to encourage you to go to one of the nation's best islands and best resorts. If you have been, I want you to go to Palmetto Dunes. If you've been to Palmetto Dunes, I want to remind you that they're waiting on you, and I know you had great service and had a great time last time, so go by and see them again. Make a little fall trip. As early as this weekend coming up, you can make your reservations at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. A little different because we don't have the PGA Tour this week. The men's golf team is going next week out here at Clemson. They're going out next week out to Arizona. Talked to Larry Penley about it yesterday. And temperatures next week in the mid-90s, not 107 like it was at the Michigan State and Arizona State game last week. So they're looking at mid-90s out next week. The Clemson women's team goes next week as well up to Nashville, Tennessee. The weather will be out of there, and they'll be able to make their way up. We believe everything will be safe for those folks. But I just want to take a couple seconds here in this Palmetto Golf Report to give a shout out to the wonderful staffs at the South Carolina Golf Association and the Carolinas Golf Association. The Carolinas Golf Association takes care of tournaments both in North Carolina and South Carolina. Our South Carolina Golf Association does a great job here in our state, not only tournament-wise, junior golf-wise, senior golf-wise, ladies golf-wise. They do an awesome job of all that. We've got a couple of local guys in Thomas Todd and Raymond Wooten making our Carolinas Virginia match team coming up in October. I know they're looking forward to that. But these men and women are monitoring all their tournaments and having to move tournaments around. Weather's always rescheduling things. And I know they've been on the line to the authorities and safe travels and all the superintendents that are out there. There's a huge effort among these two organizations and about accommodating you and accommodating this growing game of golf that we've got going again. And I want to send a nice just a shout out to the Carolinas Golf Association and the South Carolina Golf Association, South Carolina Junior Golf Association as well, for doing a great job and being very patient through some bad weather. They did awesome stuff there. It's Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Zach, let's do some biggie games of the week for me. You ready for this, buddy? Yeah. All right, for folks that haven't heard it before, if you love a game, you can't wait for a game tomorrow, and you're really looking forward to it tomorrow, what's it going to sound like here on the show? One that you will watch, have some interest in, and keep up with the score throughout the game? How about the ones that you'll flip back and forth, check the score out every once in a while? If it gets close late, you might have some interest in it. But, you know, just kind of flip around and maybe watch a little bit on Twitter a little bit. And then finally, games you have no clue whatsoever about, don't care anything about. There you go. All right, we're going to start it off. It's going to be early tomorrow. You ready to start this thing off early? The big one. Noon. ESPN. Florida State up at the Carrier Dome.
You almost reeled me in on that one.
Almost suckered you in on that one.
Hey.
Buddy, I got to tell you, this is a huge Atlantic Division game right here.
You, Mickey Plyler, are one of only three people in our Carolina Lions winning pick'em contest to pick Florida State this week.
Yeah, I wish I could change my pick, but I pick them in 5 minutes. I wish I could change my pick. Zach, this is a big game. It's a big game for the future of Florida State football. I tell you what, it's a big game, too, for Syracuse trying to get their signature win like they did last year against Clemson and building upon that. I think this is a huge game.
As a man of principle, I'm not going to put the music any higher because you tried to trick me into making it higher and now trying to talk me into it. I won't do it. I'll go lower, but I won't go higher.
CBS Sports Network, noon tomorrow, my Hawaii Rainbow Warriors against Army up in Army.
Up in West Point, yes.
West Point, yeah.
I'll monitor that game.
All right. Middle Tennessee State going to Georgia from 7:15. They switch this thing. Now they're there at noon tomorrow.
They need to be more physical down there is what they need to be.
All right. Revenge game. Noon ABC. Oklahoma goes to Iowa State.
Oklahoma.
Hey, Rutgers, Ben, are they going out to Kansas? You know, Rutgers got a big game, and Kansas won a game last week. Are you taking the band out there and your sister going out to Kansas?
I don't think she's making the trip.
You know, your sister could go meet my niece. I mean, my cousin. My cousin's assistant golf coach at Kansas. And
well, there you go.
They could go meet each other. We have some family out in Lawrence, Kansas tomorrow.
Hmm.
All right. Frost delay, Big Ten Network, Troy at Nebraska. UTEP, Tennessee, SEC Network, noon tomorrow. Right, look, I got a big one for you, Zach. This is a really big deal here.
Noon tomorrow.
12:30 tomorrow.
Oh.
ACC Network, ESPN Extra on this thing. Georgia Tech goes to Pittsburgh. Look, Georgia Tech's got to have a win. They play Clemson next week. You got to do some future scouting in this thing, tape this thing, and watch Georgia Tech and Pittsburgh. Hey, I respect that. I like that sound there. All right, 2:30 tomorrow, NBC. Vanderbilt's undefeated. They're rolling. They're blowing people out so far. Vanderbilt goes to Notre Dame.
What are they doing?
They're rolling.
Rolling.
You don't hear me say this often, but Vandy is rolling.
Rolling.
All right, I like that. You kind of get a little interest in that game. How about two ranked teams? 3:30 tomorrow, ESPN, Boise State at Oklahoma State. Oh, a little uptick.
Mm.
3:30, BYU goes to Scone in Wisconsin. They'll do the jump around tomorrow at 3:30. Hey, Fox Sports 1, Duke's quarterback's hurt, but they go to Baylor. Best game of the day tomorrow. You ready? 3:30. CBS.
Oh, man, no.
Battle of the Tigers on the Plains. Very LSU at Auburn, 3:30.
Very good game.
All right. How about your 4 o'clock games? Colorado State, Florida, SEC Network at 4.
Boo.
Houston, Texas Tech, Fox at 4.
Boo.
Chad Morris trying to get a win against North Texas, SEC Network at 4.
How about Chad Morris catching some heat for going to see his sons play football on Friday night instead of prepping for the weekend?
No.
Yeah, down there in Arkansas. It's good times.
Dang.
Yep.
7 o'clock tomorrow, Barrett Saley said it's going to be an upset. I'm not buying. Ole Miss has no defense. ESPN, 7 o'clock. Alabama at Ole Miss.
I watched the replay of the 2015 game. It was on yesterday. I was here doing some work, and it was on. And I don't know, man. Maybe this is the time. Maybe this is the year.
No,
it happens
no.
every couple of years here. It could be it. It could be it.
Ain't happening. SEC Network, 7:30, Louisiana Monroe. We were just out at Texas A&M, little Aggie land out there, little Kellermont. South Carolina's got to watch that game, right?
they can, but I won't be watching that game.
Big Ten Network, Missouri at Purdue tomorrow.
New
SEC Big Ten battle.
Mm-mm.
7:30, no. Western Kentucky, Louisville. ACC Network tomorrow, 7:30. No. All right. 8 o'clock, ABC. You like this time slot. You know this is a big game. Mm. Ohio State's going to Jerry's World, playing it in Arlington, playing TCU. All right. I'm going to flip back and forth the big state of Texas down there. 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Fox, Southern Cal, Texas.
More excited for that game.
Really?
Yeah.
More excited for Southern Cal, Texas than Ohio State, TCU?
Anything with TCU, it just doesn't really move the needle for me as much as it should.
You sound like Kelly Gramlich over there.
Ah, well.
ESPN, 10 o'clock tomorrow. You going to be up for Washington and Utah tomorrow at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock tomorrow? No
yeah,
chance.
10 o'clock. Oh, no. You got to stay up for this one. Last week, I got back to the hotel room and watched the Arizona State beat Michigan State, and now I'm a Herm Edwards fan. 10:30 CBS Sports Network, Arizona State at San Diego State.
Herm.
I'm staying up for this one. Fresno State and the Bulldogs at UCLA and Chip Kelly, 10:30 Fox Sports 1. I'm telling you, I'm staying up watching that one tomorrow night.
There's no chance you're up for that one tomorrow night.
No. I'm up.
There's actually zero chance. It's not going to happen.
I'm up, man. I'm up tomorrow. All right. So is that all the games?
I think that's it.
No. We got one more. Noon tomorrow, ESPNU, Georgia Southern at Clemson tomorrow. I like it.
I like it.
Think the Gamecocks are practicing tomorrow?
I have no idea what they're doing.
Maybe watch a little inner scrimmage of the Gamecocks playing tomorrow.
I don't kinda spend watch a lot of my day thinking about what South Carolina football is doing.
See how that works. They could have a little scrimmage, a little Garnet Black game tomorrow in the morning.
Mm.
See how that works for them. Let me bring my man Herb Tyler on here from Chick-fil-A of Clemson. HT!
Hey,
you okay?
Mickey.
You okay over there?
I know you just didn't.
They could have a little inner squad tomorrow, a little spring game, a little black and garnet game, garnet black game.
Are they going to be inside or
they
outside?
They could be inside. Yeah, man, you can practice inside tomorrow over there. They got a little indoor. They don't know if they have indoor yet. Yeah, they got indoor. Yeah, they got indoor. Yeah.
So that's what you're thinking, so they don't get wet?
Yeah, you don't get wet tomorrow. It's not going to be raining. Yeah, it'll be raining about noon tomorrow.
It'll be raining about noon tomorrow.
I think they made the right decision for Columbia.
And you know what? I do, too, and I hate to laugh. It's just you caught me off guard when you said that. I mean, you know as well as I do, and I don't want anybody to think it has to do with Clemson or South Carolina. But I believe everybody would tell you, even Dan Radakovich has told you, look, there's no football game worth people getting hurt. None.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree with it.
So me laughing at that, it was just the way you said that out of the blue.
Yeah, get a little Garnet Black game, man, over tomorrow. Anyway, a little morning scrimmage over there.
You know, the big thing, we want everybody to be safe. Yeah. And we want everybody to be safe at Clemson, too. And so one of the things, if you're getting up and you're looking at the weather and those kind of things, we want you guys to think about using Chick-fil-A of Seneca, Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Let us help prepare your meal and all of those things. You've had a big adjustment in your game time, and you may not have as much time to do that. So you can call us here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca. You can go online to ilovechickfil-a.com or even our Chick-fil-A app. You can do that. And for people who are already here tonight, the reheat trays and things like that. We want to serve y'all tomorrow. We want you to be safe. We've been looking at the weather. We've been looking at all our emergencies. safety procedures, everything else. We're going to keep our employees safe. We are going to be here. We think it's going to be the ability to really serve you well. I think the university was wise in moving this game. And it was a very wise decision to move it to 12 o'clock for safety reasons. I think you can even – actually, I found out yesterday, Mickey, I didn't know this. I mean, they went back to that game, I think, what was it, Georgia Tech, right, in 1989, right after Hugo, during that. And there were a lot of people that came to the game, and we didn't get to have our first responders here. But Clemson people were orderly coming in and orderly going out. I think they're going to do that. But, man, you just had a big trip down to Texas.
Well, you know, it's part of our, you know, it's part of our trip down there was we stopped at Chick-fil-A on the way to the airport, whatever, and on the way down, and the people were like, hey, got a Chick-fil-A app? I said, yeah, we got a Chick-fil-A app, man. We do the Chick-fil-A app. Herb Tyler at Clemson tells us to do this. So they said, oh, yeah, Herb, Chick-fil-A at Clemson. So, they're pushing that stuff. Yeah, we had a great time. I'm glad to be home, though. Glad to be safe. Glad to be back here. I like here, man. I like College Station, but I love living here in Clemson, boy.
But it's not the first time you've been there.
No, went 04. And nice people. Very nice.
You know, not only that nice, but make it seriously. Have you ever seen a college football stadium that massive? Stadium. In terms of unbelievable.
Yeah, it's that's the biggest change from last time to this time is that the stadium has changed. And they call it the house that Johnny built. Johnny Manziel won the Heisman Trophy, and they dumped a few $100 million over there, and they got the stadium over 105,000, 6,000. And it's the sixth largest crowd to ever see a game in the highest college game in Texas, you know, whatever. And it was amazing.
Well, that year, they're fundraising just to be one of the 12-man suites. I don't know if you knew this, a little bit of history. Those are somewhere like $25 million for so many years. Only 12 can get it. They raised $795 million just to be able to bid for that $25 million.
My neighbor is an engineering professor at Clemson, and he has a colleague that is at College Station, so he was invited out. And he said that in their civil engineering building, whatever engineering building they have there, it was a $110 million building. He said their dean made a few phone calls. Within 2 months, they raised $110 million for their building.
Well,
I mean, they got money upon money.
Well, most
money.
People don't realize, actually, Texas A&M, and I've spent some time out there this year actually studying some different things, and that's just a side note that I learned about it. But what most people don't realize, they're the largest employer in the state of Texas.
And
that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's a massive place, man.
But the other thing that I just got to ask you, what everybody's talking about this week, you know, there's the distraction of, hey, we are lucky to get out of there with a win. I mean, I've heard all the different analysis of how people played and things like that. Probably the most disturbing thing that I've heard from other people are, well, Clemson was playing just not to lose, and that's strange to me. That's strange to me. And so I guess a question that I have for you is, what are the keys? What did you see? What was exposed of Clemson at that game in order for us to get to be that championship team that we want, that, you know what, those players want? What are the keys that they need to work on, and how can that be done in this Georgia Southern game?
I think it starts with running the football more. Got to find a running game. You know, they've answered the questions about vertical passing game. This is a vertical passing offense now. And so with Higgins and with the wide receiver core and with Lawrence and Bryant both throwing the ball deep ball, they've answered that part of it. Now you got to get back to being more efficient on offense and turning short yardage and getting first downs and got to find a way to run the ball. Their tailbacks, Dabo says they want to run the tailbacks, the running backs, I should say, 35 to 40 times a game. They're averaging about 18 carries a game right now. So they're half of the numbers. Part of it, though, they only have 55 plays at Texas A&M. You got to have more plays. You got to have the offense created more, the offense staying on the field more. You know, give –
I give Bryant and Lawrence a lot of credit for the four touchdown drives. But outside of those four drives, and the one drive they fumbled on the goal line, outside of that, the Tigers didn't do anything offensively. Had a bunch of three and outs and didn't look great. Got to become more efficient on offense. I think it starts with running the ball. It starts up front. Defensively, I don't think that – I'm not as worried about the defense. A&M had a great plan. A&M was holding on offense. Jimbo was awesome at that screen game. They're awesome at the downfield, the play-action game, and the downfield passing game. Most teams won't have that much time. Most quarterbacks won't be able to be that elusive. That's not a long-term issue to me. The more of the long-term issue is the offensive identity, running it, control the line of scrimmage up front, and then going along. Don't abandon the vertical passing game, but find a way to to get the vertical passing game mixed in with the running game.
Well, what can they work on this week technically? Because this is going to be a totally different matchup.
I think the offensive line in the center and the guards have to play better. And Dabo has been very honest. Think about Dabo Swinney. Is that he's been very honest about this thing that John Simpson and Fossinelli and Cade Stewart and Sean Powell, they didn't play great. And so, you can drop all the plays, all the schemes you want, but you got to be able to control the line of scrimmage, and that will be a big step forward. This team's – I'm going to leave you with this before we take a break. Lou Holtz didn't say very many smart things in his life, in my opinion, but he said three or four. And one of them is, in order to win championships, you don't have to be the best team in the country every single week. You need to be better than the team you're playing that given Saturday. And Clemson was last week. They'll be better in Georgia Southern. They'll be better in Georgia Tech. You just keep doing that. You keep putting those in the bank. Those other teams won't be the best team they play every single Saturday. They'll eliminate themselves. Clemson will get in the playoffs, and then the season will start.
Well, go Tigers. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Drive safe.
App. Right. Download the app.
Yeah. Download the Chick-fil-A app. And what you need to do when you look for it, it's Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Clemson FSR on Tiger Boulevard.
Right.
Or Seneca.
Right.
Now, don't order from the one in Seneca, New York.
Right.
Seneca, South
Carolina.
Long trip. You can do that. And, or guys, call us, man. We're going to be here for you. We're going to be watching out for you. Mickey, I appreciate you coming.
Little biscuits, man. We thought we'd do a little tailgating with some sandwiches. We're going to tailgate with biscuits tomorrow.
Man, we are, but we can certainly arrange for the sandwiches, too. We can arrange for whatever you need. I appreciate you. I'm glad you're home, and I'm glad you were safe.
I'm glad you had us out here.
I really am.
I'm glad you have us out here. Hope you're safe, everybody. Everybody be safe around here.
Yes, sir. We're going to be all right.
Good deal. Herb Tyler, Chick-fil-A of Clemson. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up in the final segment after this.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
All the action starting with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hey guys, Austin here with Tiger Properties. Are you still looking for housing this fall? No worries. Check out the University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing. These exceptional two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages feature private baths, ample parking for you and your friends, free high-speed internet, a coffee bar for those all-nighters, and the University Cottages is conveniently located just 5 minutes from Clemson University. For more information, visit our website at universitycottages.com or give us a call at 864-654-RENT.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hit a home run with 2019 baseball and softball gear at First Team Sports. First Team has the best selection in the upstate with a wide variety of bats to choose from, including DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, and Rawlings. Try out a demo bat with unlimited swings or gloves in their in-house batting cage. They also have brand new fielding, catchers, and first baseman baseball and softball gloves in Wilson A2K, Rawlings, Mizuno, and Louisville Slugger. First Team Sports. Play local, buy local on 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Swinney.
You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Wake up!
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Hey, final segment from Chick-fil-A of Clemson, Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I told you Mark sends me these emails, Mark Hawkins does, at least sends me these great emails every week of you know what? Do you like your living room right now? I mean, is it livable? Do you like it? Is it something you want to show off? You know, what we did at our home is we opened up in the open floor plan. And what we're able to do is now we entertain all the time. You know, I invite Zach and Kristen over all the time. They never come. But it's nice to have that area now. We're entertaining this weekend. We have family coming in, great friends of ours coming in. And we're going to have seven of us. And we'll be able to cook out and have a great time there and entertain there, too. The Traeger this weekend, I'm going to guess after the game's over, we'll probably do some burgers, some brats, maybe do a little pork. Last night, by the way, or two nights ago, had this big, huge chicken breast, a nice salad, man. The Traeger's rocking. But the point is that we remodeled because of Prime Lending. If not for Prime Lending, I would have never done it. If Mark wouldn't have structured the loan the way he did and able to get us the future value of our home on the thing, we'd have never been able to do it. So we loved it. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with our great friends there. How you doing over there, Mr. Orr24? Everything good, man? Y'all excited about this weekend? You got a busy weekend coming up. You got no high school football tonight, so you got a little college tomorrow. Man, you got a busy weekend plan, huh?
Well, Mickey, it sure is lonely in my world over here while you're over there inviting guests and eating Tiger Ball biscuits and talking to Herb and all kinds of stuff. I hope you don't forget about me when you're over there at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no, it's what I do, man. It's just my lifestyle. That's how I live it now. Living it big Willie style. I wanted to mention a couple things here. Again, in case you missed it last night, just wrapping up today's show. Boston College beat Wake Forest 41-34. It's going to be an interesting Clemson-Boston College game coming up in November. Right around the corner. Clemson ESPNU tomorrow. We've mentioned that several times. The parking traffic updates. Hey, stay tuned here at WCCP.
all day long. We'll have any updates. If there's any changes, I think by noon is when we'll have our changes. And any kind of stuff you need to know, exercise patience. You know all those kind of things. But exercise, all those kind of things coming up as far as you know. Let me get a couple of tweets here because he hadn't done any Twitter stuff. JJ says, Mickey, no doubt we were playing not to lose. We don't put teams away. We let them hang around. If KB's a leader, get me a first down with 2 minutes left to go in the game. I think KB is a leader. Because he didn't get a first down, that's not the case. But I don't disagree with this idea that Clemson is very conservative and I want to say plays not to lose, because guess what? They didn't lose. You know, with this idea of, well, they didn't play to win and play not to lose. Well, they didn't lose. So, and guess what about Tony Elliott? Let me give you little numbers here, Mr. Or 24. I think I'm right by saying this now. He's 43-4 as offensive coordinator with two losses to Alabama. And in one of the losses, they scored 43 points or 42 points. I mean, you could say play not to lose, but they didn't lose. And they continue to play as the number two team in the country this week by not losing. You disagree with this, I tell.
No, I don't disagree with it. I'm just letting you go. They played to win the game. Obviously, they won the game. Being conservative and playing to not lose, I think, is two separate things. But maybe I'm wrong. I know nothing.
They were conservative, but they got out. Michael writes in on Twitter, please tell me ETN gets double-digit carries tomorrow. Still don't understand what happened in Aggieville with him. Go Tigers. Well, I do think he gets double-digit carries tomorrow. I do think you'll see more running back carries tomorrow. What happens here is that they were behind the chains an awful lot, that they were down in distance, especially on third down, was a major issue to him. And that guy didn't have a shirt on his draft. down in distance was a big deal for him. And then, quite frankly, you don't want to hear this, but Zach, Texas A&M's defensive line beat up Clemson's interior offensive line and controlled the line of scrimmage. Now, that's concerning. But that's why they didn't run. They couldn't run it. And they didn't run it all that well against them. So a little bit of our a little Twitter talk there from today's deal. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. I have better coverage and better rates thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, that last tweet reminds me of this. Yesterday, Mr. Orr 24, I was on the phone. Larry Williams and I discussed something. I discussed something with a former Clemson coach about some things. And part of the and I'm going to forgive Clemson fans as our accident forgiveness award. Part of it is that I hope we don't get that we're too much like Alabama right now. I don't want to be Alabama. I don't want to be Alabama's fan base right now. And just stick me out and tell me if this makes any sense. And please feel free to disagree.
Sure.
Now we're not winning big enough. Now we're not looking great enough. Look, on a 12-game regular season, there never has been, and there, I can't say never has been, Florida State looked good in their one national championship year, their last one. They look good every single week. But very, very, very seldom times will you see teams play at an elite level for 12 straight weeks, for 12 games in one year. You're gonna have highs and lows. I always say that you have about four games a year that you play above what your talent level is. You have about four games a year you play below what your talent level is. And about four games a year that you play about what you should be playing, your B game, your B-minus game. If you can survive on the games you don't play well, and that's what Clemson did last week. They didn't play well. The secondary didn't play well. The defensive line got held and didn't get the pressure that you wanted. On the other side of it, Mon Williams just played outstanding. I think A&M played above their heads. And A&M played above where they were normally what I expected them to play, at least going into it. The season will progress and we'll see. But I don't want to get to the point in time where winning isn't enough anymore and that you have to look good every single week. I don't want to get to that point in time where we're not satisfied that everything's wrong and everything's, you know, we're going to critique every single, now, last year's, man, we're not throwing the ball deep enough. Now we throw it deep. Now we're not running the ball enough. And I don't want to get to that point in time where I'm just not satisfied. Zach, life is good, brother. I mean, we're on this run now where this program's 43-4 in the last 47 games and ranked second in the country. And let's just sit back and enjoy it a little bit. You don't have to pick out something that's wrong every single snap. I mean, look, in football with 11 people on the field, believe it or not, somebody's not going to do their job. And you can say, man, the guard missed the block there. Yeah, he did. But you know what, man? A lot of guys played well. A lot of guys did great. Clemson won the game. They did enough to win the game. And as long as you do that every single week, then that's going to be okay. You know, this is the same fan base. Not fan base. Not everybody. But when Clemson barely won at Auburn 19-13, we complained about it, went on to win the national championship. You know, when it didn't look great against Troy, remember the national championship year, you only beat Troy 30-24. That was a fourth quarter game. Had a little onside kick kind of issue there at the end. Back-to-back weeks, onside kicks, having to recover those, and they won the national championship. You're not going to look great every single week. It's early in the season. You're trying to find your identity. It's like, I don't want to get to a point in time where winning's not enough and we got to look great every single week or we're going to complain about it and bitch and moan about it. Agree or disagree?
I agree to an extent. I think that you should value the wins every single week and hope they continue to come for years and years. But at the same time, the program itself is built on one thing, and it's built on the best is the standard, the thing that he put out there. That's his saying. That's his phrase. That's what he puts everything behind. So it's okay to be critical of what happens, but still appreciate the win. You can do both things. It doesn't be one way or the other.
Well, if best is standard, that means you have to score a touchdown on every play. And on offense and defense, because that's the best thing that could happen to you.
You're striving for excellence every time you take the field, are you not?
Yes, and okay. There are a lot of excellent things that happen, including winning the game.
I'm not saying there weren't. I'm saying both those things can exist together. They don't have to be one or the other. I think that's a black and white issue for you.
Quickly, AirNewton.com for all of real estate needs, AirNewton.com. Quickly, Zach, let me say this. Just thoughts and prayers, hurricane, all the safety, all the first responders, that. You got anything quickly for me for 2 minutes?
My grandmother's birthday and their 55th wedding anniversary today. Happy anniversary and have a
great time. Oh, man, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you ended on that. That's very, very cool. Let me thank Josh Williams, Scott Reimers.